Katie Mullaly of the Summit County Health Department says a thriving lifestyle includes interacting with the community that surrounds us.
Last month we talked about family, and now to continue to build on that, we want to talk about how ways to thrive within your community. Because again, you know, we aren't just individuals, we aren't just families. Our lives and our health and our well-being revolve also around our communities, which involve businesses, neighbors, organizations, streets, cars, people, pets. And to really think of some different ways that we can thrive within our community and not just try and exist separate from one another.
How that's accomplished, she says, is outlined in the Thriving Lifestyles Guide and includes things like getting to know your neighbors.
It's so easy in this town, especially when we have so many units around us that may be short-term rental, nightly rentals. You can feel a little isolated at times, maybe being one of the only long-term people in your community or your neighborhood. But when you take the time to get to know the people around you, you know, you don't have to necessarily socialize with them a lot, but know their names, know their kids, know their pets, know what their needs are, what their issues are. Get to know them, because then you can go outside of your home and feel like you're part of something more than just your immediate family or your living room.
Should some natural disaster arise, or even just the need to borrow a few eggs, it's important, says Mullaly, to be able to count on your neighbors.
You know, a fire is happening. You know, can you call your neighbors and say, are you okay? Or can you grab my dog as you run out the street, you know, run down the street? So it's important to get to know the people around us and to have that emergency contact information. And, you know, like I say in the book, if you need a cup of sugar and it's a foot of snow outside, you know who to go to.
Another way to involve yourself in the community is to interact with the people we encounter around town every day.
Offer a smile or a greeting to people that you encounter or that help you. You know, so easy to be at the grocery store, and we see this all the time, and I know that I've been guilty of it, is, you know, you're checking out, you're on your cell phone, you're busy, you're texting, and someone is actually providing you a service by putting your groceries together, telling you what your bill is, and you just pay, you don't even acknowledge them, you don't even look at them, and you go on your way. And we've got to remember that these people are other people as well, and to have those daily interactions and to look at someone in the eye and say, hello, how are you? We forget that there is a community around us.
She says it's impressive how people will respond when you simply acknowledge them.
The mood will lift among people. You know, it's so amazing what one positive interaction, how that can change someone else's day. You know, you never know if that one time that you smile and acknowledge someone else is going to completely change the rest of their day and their family and their lives. You don't know. So it's always good to just acknowledge the fact there's people around us and to smile and to say thank you.
Mullaly also says supporting our local businesses and our local economy is an important aspect of being part of a community.
It's so easy to go onto Amazon and order books that are so much cheaper. Well, not even that much cheaper, but, you know, pay sales tax. But you know what? Go to Dolly's. You're supporting a local economy. You're supporting our friends that own the shop. Support local organizations. You know, we've got so many great nonprofits around here that they really, even though most of us may not see the work they do, but they have an impact on the well-being of our community.
That's Katie Mullaly of the Summit County Health Department. She says the Thriving Lifestyles Guide can be distributed throughout your businesses, and you can get copies either at Summit County Health Department or by calling her at 333-1503. I'm Lynn Ware Peak, KPCW News.